Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. Now, this is the Bobby Bones show. Let's go.
During this show, Eddie and Abby go skydiving.
Yep.
Yep. Like they're driving like an hour north, so they have to leave during the next hour of the show. And they're going to drive for an hour. They're going to be back. It's going to be live. We're going to be... I don't think the phone's going to be able to go down with you.
Yeah, I can't have it while I'm jumping.
But can he have it in the plane? Or we talk to him before he goes up or what?
Talk to him before he goes up, and then we'll keep him on as long as the service goes.
Even when you go on the plane?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. And then we'll talk to him...
As soon as he lands, we'll talk to him.
Okay, that's today. You nervous?
Yeah.
Or are you not there yet?
No, I'm nervous. I woke up nervous.
Okay, just making sure.
Because it's getting close.
It's getting today. It's today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let's go around the room here. His choice for our Bobby Bones Show movie club was Rope. And when it comes to him picking out a good movie for us to watch, yeah, we basically lost all hope. Here he is, Eddie.
I've been listening to a certain song on repeat, and I never thought I'd be listening to this song like this. It's Chris Stapleton's new version of the Star Spangled Banner that he did at the Super Bowl. He released it. So it's on streaming services. Dude, I listen to it over and over. My family's like, what are you doing?
It's really good. I mean, I remember him playing it, but I guess I just remember going,
go back.
Yep, that's Chris Stapleton right there.
I've listened to it probably over 100 times, and I still get chills every single time.
Should
I
we
hear
just play it at the end of this segment?
Please.
In its entirety? That way I don't want to play and stop it, so we can do that.
Yeah, it's emotional.
It really is. Like, there's a part where, there's the high part, right?
But we're going to hear it.
And then but listen, when you listen to it, the crowd goes nuts because they start feeling it. They're like, whoa, this feels good.
Well, you release it as a song? Like, you can release that, like, on an album?
He didn't put it as an album, so he just released it as a single, like, as a single song.
You can make money off of that?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do it?
You should sing and get people to stream it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. This next guy told us he was in his first commercial on TV. Turns out it was only Instagram, and he did it for free. Here he has Lunchbox.
Guys, I have a new defense against getting sick. I'm going to start microdosing.
Well, no. It's not called dosing, first of all. Microdosing is the term.
Dosing. I'm going to do microdosing.
Oh.
But what are you going to micro? Because
emergency.
Oh, no, not emergency. That's not microdosing.
Like, you meant like the mushroom things.
No. People have been doing it like with mushrooms and acid and
hallucinogens type things. Yeah, for like acid. PTSD, a lot of health benefits.
Right, and they say it's amazing. They microdose and they...
Mm-hmm. LSD.
They do. It does wonders. So I'm going to start doing it to myself.
But with...
Emergency, because it's supposed to.
How do you microdose an emergency? Just take a little.
Yeah, take a little.
Just put a little in there.
And you don't have to. You don't do it every day. Microdosing is not every day. Some it's like 4 days a week. You have like a schedule. Like 1 week it's 3 days.
But I don't think this is what microdosing is.
But are you drinking the whole packet?
That's less than taking a vitamin a day. I mean, it's like not.
No, I'm going to microdose.
Just a little under your tongue?
Yeah, a little under my tongue.
I don't think you know what that means. Or really what that. But I like it. You're just taking a micro dose, basically. Yeah. You're not really what they call micro dosing, but you're just taking yourself a micro dose a day.
Yeah, but I suppose that's going to help me to not get sick.
I'd say you're going to micro dose all day. All night.
Micro dose.
All right, good. According to AI, she has the most symmetrical face on the show. I don't think some of the other results were as accurate, though. By the way, that was written by Abby.
Oh, dang.
I know. I think that's what she's talking about.
Yeah. That was a hard segment.
That was a hard segment. The worst. And I couldn't believe Scuba put it up on the internet, too.
Oh, God.
Like, he did it. Scuba Steve suggests, and he put it on the internet,
too. He approved it.
That's a tough one. Okay, here she is, Amy.
I really feel like the driver's test, like the actual one where the 16-year-old gets in the driver's seat with an instructor for the final test so that they can go get their license, is sort of a joke.
Because nowadays?
Or at least where we went, because my daughter has been 16 since April, but she hasn't gone to take her final test until, well, she finally did it, and she was gone for less than 5 minutes.
Her driving test was less than 5 minutes, the part of driving?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know if they just drove down the corner, and he's like, get him the bus, do this, do that, and then turn around and came back, and she passed, which is great, but I know that she needs more practice. She can technically go to the DMV now and get her actual license, but we're going to require a little more driving
with
us.
So that test isn't enough for you? Because it was like...
I was shocked. I didn't even go get on the highway. Like, don't you know how to get on the highway?
My driving test, we did not get on the highway. Driver Zed, we got on the highway.
Okay, well then maybe...
The driver test, we didn't.
Listen, I thought they were going to leave me on 15
minutes. Can you imagine being a driving instructor with crazy 16-year-olds all day?
Stressful.
That's all you do is get in the car with them and, okay, let's see if you can do this. Yeah, but I could see where you'd think it'd be too easy.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, she came back and she parked, like not on, she parked on the line instead of like in between the lines. And then the guy was like, you know what? These are pretty faded. You're good. I was like, okay.
Everybody, you get a license. All right, Amy, thank you.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his Bronco constantly needs work, but it looks cool, so that's a perk. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So here's what we're going through at my house. So we have a yard, but the yard was mostly fenced in where Eller, our half husky, half hound, couldn't get out. She loves to run. She loves to perimeter search. If she can make a break for it, she will. Just to chase animals, but we just lose her. She's found little gaps in between gates that she can escape. So what we've done now is we've bought this. We haven't put it on them yet. We bought this system that is a electric fence with GPS, and you can like do your yard in GPS. And if they cross that, apparently it says no shock. But how? What's it going to do? Huh? Reasonably talk to them?
Hey, don't cross here. Hey,
Eller, you know better than it. No, but it says it gives them like a pulse. It's a shock.
Yeah.
I don't worry about Stanley. What I worry about Stanley is him falling into the pool and drowning because it's a fat bulldog. Eller will just run away. So we have them. We haven't set it up yet, but this is what we're going to do over the next couple days at my house, is set up this electric fence that they say is no shock. Apparently, it just like makes a noise and reminds them. I'm going to tell you, I make a lot of noise to remind her stuff, and it doesn't work.
It's probably a noise we can't really hear.
Oh, like dog noises.
I'm going to put it on me and walk through and see if it shocks me.
What I'm talking about.
It has to shock. But anyway.
Keep us posted, because I might need one of these.
For us?
For who?
Or for your kids.
No, for my dog. She gets out and it's annoying.
We're going to live with this. I will update you soon on it. And we've also done something really crazy. We basically built a sky bridge for our dogs to get to the yard. It's so dumb. Dogs, man. You guys don't understand. You just have kids.
Yeah.
But dogs, man.
We don't know.
Okay. So that's that. Big show today. Eddie goes skydiving. Abby goes skydiving. Woo! Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. One of my coworkers is really awkward, and I felt a little bad that everyone in her office is either mean to her or ignores her. She's actually pretty nice, so I asked her if she wanted to have lunch with me one day, and we now eat together a time or two a week. We even got drinks after work last week. As I'm getting to know her, I'm realizing that I'm her only friend. I think she's an interesting person, but totally different from my other friends. I'd like to try to set her up with some other people as friends, but I don't know how to play matchmaker for awkward but interesting people. Any advice on how I can help this girl out? Signed, friendly matchmaker. Very easy. You just go with her. That's how you introduce her to other people. Because, some people are an acquired taste, but then they're awesome. So you say, hey, I think this person and you would be friends. Then all three of you go. You make it happen. You go.
So you're the person that kind of keeps it from being so awkward. They get to know each other. Maybe they hang out as friends after that.
Yeah.
That's the easy answer there. So you can set her up, but you need to go on those as well. Basically, as it's a triangle. It's not a third wheel. It's a triangle. You triangled, friend dated, and then eventually you can break off that triangle. That's how you do it. A little more effort. Good for you, too, for caring about somebody else in this way. I like that.
That's what
I'm talking about. Good for you.
Thoughtful.
Because sometimes the weirdest people are actually the best. It's just they
sound like you're speaking from experience. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like I'm so happy people are my friend because I know I'm weird sometimes. And it's a different situation. So good for you. I like that you sent this email. You got to put a little extra work in, but you can set her up and you go with her and be like, hey, we're going to all go. That's it. The end. A plus. Anything you want to say, Amy?
No, I mean, I like that. I love her caring heart. Mm-hmm. This could be a game changer for her.
Yes.
Her network.
Expand your network.
Yes.
I don't know what you said, but yeah, I like that.
Sounds good.
All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A voicemail from Nicole in Nashville.
Heard you guys talking about food and how long you can eat it after it's expired. And I heard Amy say that you can just cut mold off of cheese and bread and it's totally fine. I'm a nutritionist, and actually, it's not okay. The mold that you can see goes all the way through and runs through it, and there's invisible particles that go through the bread and the cheese. So the visible part is like the iceberg. It's just the surface. Thanks. Love you guys.
Oh, dang.
You may have killed a listener, too.
Wow.
Just put it out there.
To apologize.
What would you like to say? Yeah.
This is my official apology to America. I blame the article I read about it, and I will no longer do that.
Okay. Take some personal responsibility.
I am.
Not for the article.
But how else would I have gotten the knowledge? I should have fact-checked with a nutritionist.
You should have eaten some moldy cheese yourself and then told us.
I don't know, but I've grown up hearing that. Maybe it's just how our parents grew up.
Sadie in Pittsburgh. Let's go. One more.
So what do you get when you cross a mad sheep with a mad cow? Two animals in a bad mood. Thanks. Love you guys.
Mad sheep. Okay, that's just worse. Yeah,
I don't get it.
You could
cross the sheep with anything.
Yeah.
Any other animal.
In a bad mood.
Oh, the cow's the moo. Cow's the moo.
There we go. Got it.
Oh, she definitely didn't sell that
no.
one.
She
the delivery was not there.
Yeah, she did the moo.
Yeah, do some work on that, Sadie. Call us back. All right.
That's good.
Okay, we got a free Eddie. Eddie and Abby are heading up. They're going up north. About an hour to skydive, jump
it's
out of
time.
A plane. This might be the last time.
Wait, the last time what? I jump out of a plane?
I just want to, before you leave the room, because Eddie's leaving right now.
Are we going to hug?
I just want to touch you final time.
We should say goodbye.
Just one time, one final touch, okay?
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I love you
thank
all,
Thank you. Right? Abby, anything you want to say to us?
Yeah, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
It's been fun.
It has been fun.
Just in case.
If we don't make it back.
Okay.
But no, we're going to do great.
All right, you guys have a good time.
Thank you, man.
We'll see you on the other side.
Oh,
and there they go, Abby and Eddie to skydive.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Oliver Jollis works at the Pick of the Litter thrift shop in California. And he got a big donation of clothes and he's going through it. Oh, and all of a sudden he picks up one shirt and all this money starts falling out. And he's like, whoa! Mm. And he counts it up. 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, $5,000! And he's like,
cold, hard
cash. And he's like, what should I do? Should I put it in my pocket? Keep half for me, half for the store? Oh, no. He kept searching through the box. He found an old car insurance sticker, like a receipt. Tracked down the owner and got him the money back.
Wow.
What would you have done? Same situation.
Oh, out of pocket, that sucker.
All of it.
Even
though you know it's somebody's savings.
Yeah, but they obviously didn't want it.
That's not true. You never misplaced something?
They lost
I've never misplaced $5,000. I
didn't
guarantee
say
you
misplaced
that.
$5,000. What if you had misplaced $500?
I'd want it back, but guess what?
What?
Money's too important to me. I'm not misplacing it.
Okay, well, don't put onto someone else.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if this money is so important.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
No, there could be memory things. There could be like, oh, I thought you think someone else handled something.
You wouldn't give it back though at all? Any of it?
No. Like when I worked at Sam's and people would leave stuff behind, I'd turn it in.
That's different. This is an envelope where obviously it was an accident.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not debating this with him.
You're telling me.
It's what you know.
And Oliver Jollis couldn't use that $5,000.
I don't know about Oliver, but you're the man, Oliver. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bones.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bones.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, so I got a morning corny that my stepdaughter said. What do you call alcohol in literature? To Kill a Mockingbird. Ah!
Tequila Mockingbird. Tequila
Mockingbird. Sound like he had some alcohol.
Mm-hmm. What do you call voicemail and alcohol? That. There you go. Yeah. All right, Amy, let's go to the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Have you heard about those new corduroy pillows? Mm-hmm. They're making headlines.
Put your head on it.
Yeah.
Makes it. Got it.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
You know, I just realized how much we miss Eddie to laugh at those jokes. Because there was a brief silence there after that.
Yeah.
Usually he thinks that crap's funny. I like it too. It was good today. Yeah. Oh, okay. But Eddie's going to jump out of an airplane today. We may never hear him laugh at those jokes again.
I almost tried to pull a, or I wanted to do like a skydiving joke.
Oh, you should have.
No.
What's a skydiver hitting the ground?
Insensitive.
Yeah. What's the sound of Eddie saying goodbye?
Adios.
Splat. Oh, dang. Amy goes to
wow.
Adios.
I don't know.
Dang. Okay. So Amy's canceled. Anyway, and we'll check in with Eddie and Abby. They're skydiving live on the air in just a few minutes here. Bobby Bones Show. The average baby's birth weight is 7.4 pounds. This lady who lives down the road from us here had a baby that weighed 13 pounds.
Wow.
13 pounds. I think two babies.
Crazy.
Here, I'm going to play you. We have a clip here. Here you go.
This was a shock for sure. Our first was 9:15, so we anticipated a bigger baby, but nothing like this. I'm getting used to it, but it's definitely hard because he wants to be held all the time. So working on those muscles right now. He does eat around the clock. It's kind of hard to keep up for sure.
Head full of hair. Double size baby.
C-section?
Yeah.
It doesn't really say here.
Oh.
It just says a baby weighing over 13 pounds has been born in Tennessee, making it one of the biggest babies ever born at that hospital. The baby's name is Leo Everett Taylor, 80% bigger than the average baby.
Wow.
It's as big as a three-month-old, but it just came out.
Golly, you're putting it that way.
What did you say, Mike? It was C-section.
Oh,
it was so big.
Goodness.
It won't come out. We got to cut it open. Dang, that's wild. But the other baby will be at 9 pounds?
That's a big baby.
I wonder how big the dad is, because she's normal. Average in every way. I'm looking at the dad behind her. He's not like 7'2". He's not Weminyama. Yeah. That's from WSMV. Here's a story, too, that kind of freaked me out a little bit. But, I mean, it's good because they know where the kid is. But there was a teenager reported missing in Houston back in 2015. And they found him 8 years later. And he's fine. It's just he's been living at home the whole time. And he was going by other names, like saying he was his cousin, the nephew, all kinds of stuff.
What?
Oh, you don't? This is a story I thought you would have eaten up. You don't know this one?
But I read it, but I'm like, what are the police doing? Do you not look at a photo next to him and be like, you're the same kid, and do it.
A 25-year-old man who had allegedly disappeared 8 years ago was never really missing and has been living with his mom the whole time. Rudy Farias made national headlines over the weekend when it was reported he had been located safe at a church in Houston after a year-long search. He was reported missing in 2015. Farias, quote, was not missing during the eight-year period, says the Houston Police Lieutenant Christopher Zamora. There had been multiple times in 8 years when police officers spoke with the young man and he gave him fake names.
So wild. Like, what is the point of that? Like, what is the game? Like, what's the end game? What's the scheme?
I never read, like, the motivation behind it.
I could never figure that out.
Like, if she was hiding him from somewhere, from somebody. But again, if she was hiding, he was still around.
Right.
Right.
Well, did she want to keep him out of school? Was there some sort of financial gain?
Like, do you get money for a missing child?
I don't know. Attention. And then she didn't. I don't know the answer to that, but that is a crazy story. One other one, and we're going to talk to Eddie and Abby in a little bit. They're going to jump out of that airplane. Speaking of airplanes, on Sunday night, cops in Minneapolis were waiting at the airport to arrest a guy. They knew he was on the plane. And so as he's coming down, he opens the door, jumps out, slides down it, and takes off running.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
at the airport.
Absolutely.
The attempted escape occurred at 11:15 p.m. right up there on the tarmac. I just feel like I'd open that door, and then the thing wouldn't open.
Right.
I'm so betting on that slide, and the slide doesn't open. But they end up finding him inside of a catering truck.
Wow.
That's where he hid. I'm surprised he could even get away at all at an airport running through the...
Also, did he like start walking up the jetway and he sees the police, or the police start coming on the airplane, he sees them, he's like, I'm out of here.
I would think they're not on the plane. I would think he sees all the cop cars waiting for him down below.
And he knows it's him, huh?
Police said the man was wanted for violating a restraining order and also had an active felony drug warrant in Wright County. So he opens the door and slides down the slide. At least he got to do that. Tell his friends about that.
Heck yeah. Guess add those charges.
Do. Slide to slide. we'll check in with Abby and Eddie because they're jumping out of an airplane in the next 20 minutes or so right here on the show. I didn't want to do this with them on the phone, but I didn't realize that after the show yesterday, you guys made goodbye messages to Eddie and Abby.
Yeah.
Seems a little morbid.
I know.
It's morbid, but it's also that way we can get our emotions out, like our feelings, and talk about when they're gone.
How many are there?
We have four here.
Those are kind of creepy. Can I hear lunchboxes?
Yeah, here you go.
How do I say
Abby. Oh, man. The phones are just going to ring and ring and ring. But I'm sure someone can just step in. Shouldn't be that hard, but... Her ability to wear that headset, that will be missed. Eddie, man, I'm going to miss hearing about how busy he is, how he's so stressed out, how he works so hard, how he needs me to make a reel for him. I mean, so yeah, really, I guess I'm just going to miss him annoying me. You know, is that like that little brother that annoys you and annoys you and annoys you, but when they're gone, you miss him? That's what it's going to be without. That's what it's going to be with. That's what it's going to be like without Eddie.
Were you messing up or getting emotional?
I was getting emotional.
No, you weren't.
Oh, my. I was like, what is happening?
I thought he was messing up. But then I know he can't edit that music like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they do die, this is really
horrible,
bad.
Horrible. Yes. I've already thought that multiple times.
It's the truth.
I mean, don't you believe in speaking stuff into existence?
Yeah, I don't want to speak this.
They made you do this bit?
Yeah.
Who made you?
Lunchbox.
Okay, let me hear some of Amy's. I might cut it, but go ahead.
How do I say goodbye?
If we lose Eddie, what are you going to miss about him?
Oh, his chicken. Doesn't he have, like, the best chicken ever?
That's it?
Well, no. I mean, that's only one thing. I feel like I'd be here all day if I told you everything I miss about Eddie. And Abby, don't even get me started. She's the sweetest person that we have on the show. So I just feel like the whole vibe, everything will be different. I'll feel for Eddie's family and his kids.
Okay, I appreciate the idea behind it. I just don't like how it makes me feel.
Wait, you might want to hear Ray's. Ray's was heartfelt.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Ray's was deep.
Okay, go ahead.
How do?
What are you going to miss about Eddie?
He's a good yes guy, good laugh, you know. He's always there to tell a joke. He'll give you that big belly laugh, whether he believes it or not. He's good at videos. I mean, it might just be a blank screen if you go on Facebook after this. And, you know, I mean, it'd be more parking spaces. His Jeep takes up, I think, 2 in the parking lot. So, but, yeah, I'll miss him.
Abby's gone. What are we missing about Abby?
Friendly smile, nice girl, really great, honestly. Off air, sweet as can be. Partied in Vegas with her one time, had a blast. I'll always cherish those memories, man.
Strong, Ray.
Yeah.
I felt that. A fitting tribute to two people who have not died and won't die in the next segment. Well, 2 segments.
We hope.
We hope. They're going to jump out of an airplane on the air. We do not know how long we're going to stay connected to them, if they get to a height and their phone dies, if the phone doesn't connect at all. But we will be here when they jump. It'll be all live.
So when they get up there and the phone dies, do they just put it in their pocket?
Yeah, you probably. You just zip it. When I did it, I had a suit on with all the zipper pockets.
That's what I was going to say. Like, yeah. What happens if it falls? Like,
I don't think that'll happen.
Because if it falls like a penny.
I think it'll die before it gets to the top, the plane. So they're not going to jump out with it. They won't have connection, I don't think.
Okay, because I was going to say, like a penny, if you drop it from the Empire State Building, it'll kill someone.
It will not kill you.
Rumor.
It will not.
Or myth.
Yes, a myth. Yes, not even a rumor. Myth. It will not kill you. Okay, so we'll come back and do that. Well, in this next 20 minutes or so, we should be connecting with Eddie and Abby as they jump out of an airplane. I don't really know where we are right now because they went into some, hey, this is real. This is serious. Kind of meeting?
Okay.
They're scuba now. Scuba Steve.
No, it's Eddie. It's Eddie.
Oh.
Sounds.
It's me.
Yeah. Okay, where are you?
Okay, so I'm waiting to get my jumpsuit on and get strapped in. Like, we're about to do that here in the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
I got all the scoop on what we're doing, like what I need to do. There's 3 rules, apparently.
When do you stop, drop, and roll?
No. Don't put that in my head.
Oh.
I have to be focused. Because I was daydreaming during the class for a second. I'm like, oh, no, what did they just say?
It's a skydiving class and he might die and he's daydreaming. Okay, go ahead. So what's the plan?
Okay, so I'm going to get strapped in. I'm going to get all my stuff strapped in, and they're going to tie me up to some guy, and we're going 2.5 miles up, and then we're going to jump, man. We're going to do it.
So that would be
13,000 feet.
Basically 12, 30,000 feet. Yeah, 5,280 feet, right? The base of the mile.
Yeah.
I think that's what they said. I was daydreaming, like I said.
10,004, 12. Yeah, 13,000 feet, basically.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. It's crazy, though, as you go up, because you're going to be like, well, I guess it's time to jump. And they're like, no, we're not even halfway there yet.
Hey, did they when you jumped, did they tell you to bend, arch, like arch your back and stuff?
Probably. I think at that point I was just like trying to pee. Like I was just nervous and I was like, oh, don't.
Or
like,
trying to not.
No, yeah, trying to like hold it back a little bit. Yeah. Anything Abby wants to say? Is she by you?
Abby's on the other side of the table. Man.
That's okay.
She's freaking out. She looks like she's crying.
What's your nervous scale right now? 10 being you can't get in the plane, 1 being no problem.
I'm probably about 7.
Where were you when you woke up this morning?
0. I wasn't nervous.
Got it. And we'll ask Abby what she is.
What Abby's at 10 for sure, dude. Really? I'm telling you, she's freaking out.
Tell her, arch your back.
They made her jump on a scale because they were scared she was too light.
She floated the other way. She jumps out and goes up.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe they put like rocks in her.
Yeah, the parachute will just take her, like, gone. Yeah.
They put those ankle weights. My grandma used to work with my grandma. Yeah. They strap it on her ankle.
Hey, grandma, I wear those.
Yeah, and my grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, we'll check back in a few minutes. Hey, Scuba Steve, how long when the plane goes up until they can jump? I'm trying to time this thing out for our listeners.
So in the next 5 minutes, we're going to the plane, and that's like a quick process. And then once they get on the plane, the whole thing is 20 minutes total.
Until they get to the ground?
Until they hit the ground, yeah.
Okay, then we'll jump. We'll come back with you in a second. Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Scuba Steve is with Eddie and Abby as they jump out of the airplane. Hey, Scuba Steve, are they not up yet?
No, so now they've got their gear on. They're about to go outside, but the problem is Eddie keeps going to the bathroom, which has held us up a little bit.
Is he so nervous he has to keep peeing?
He's gone probably 4 times, and he's gone number 2 at least twice.
Is he so nervous that he's really going to the bathroom, or is he trying to just extend it because he doesn't want to jump out of the airplane?
You know, that's a great point. I don't know, but I would like to believe he's going to the bathroom a lot. I don't know. That's actually a great angle. I don't know.
He's gone to the bathroom 6 times in the past 30 minutes, I've been told. Okay. Are they going now?
So right now, they've got their gear on, and they're heading out towards the door to go towards the plane. So, yeah, they're like maybe 5 minutes from going on the plane.
Okay, we'll check back in a second. Cool. All right, Eddie and Abby jumping out of the airplane. If Eddie can get there without having to stop and go to the bathroom again.
I'm worried.
6 times in 30 minutes. Eddie and Abby are jumping out of the plane at any moment. Let's check in with Scuba Steve. They drove an hour up to Kentucky from where we are. Scuba, so what's the deal now? Are we about to jump?
Even though I need to get the sound. Hello? Hey, we're over here. We're walking towards the plane right now.
Oh, you're not up yet?
I don't know if you can hear that.
Okay, so once they get in the plane, how long?
Once they get in the plane, it's a full 20 minutes of getting on and coming down. Well, the plane's pulling up right now to pick them up. I don't know if you can hear that.
No. I just want to make sure our listeners get to hear it, that we're not in a commercial when they jump, you know?
No, actually, yeah. No, the plane's right here. The plane just pulled up, the Golden Knight plane, doors wide open, and now they're walking up to it. So they should get on here in a minute, and in the full process of them getting on, flying, and coming down, 20 minutes.
Okay, let me talk to Eddie one more time.
Eddie.
Hey, Scuba's running onto the plane.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, describe what you're seeing and what you're doing.
Okay, right now I'm talking to my tandem instructor, Dusty. We're about to get on the airplane right now. Can you hear it?
Are you attached to him already?
No. Right now we're right next to each other. We're not attached yet. His name's Dusty. He's really cool. He wants to say hi.
Hey, Dusty. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, it's pretty good. Dusty, I want you to really do some flips with Eddie. Like, really let him have it, okay?
All right. Okay. We'll be flipping out, I promise.
All right. See you, buddy. Eddie. Okay.
Yo, I can barely hear you.
Are you front to butt or butt to front?
Am I butt to front? Oh, no, he's behind me.
So his front's to your butt.
I'm Little Spoon.
Okay, yes. Got it. Okay. Bye.
How big a guy is Dusty?
Bye. Yeah, how tall is Dusty?
Dusty's smaller than me.
Got it. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I love you guys.
Yeah, we heard you. You're not going to die. You're fine. Are you scared?
All right. A little bit, yes.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, Ray, we will break. Let them go up. Hopefully, when we come back, they'll be ready to jump. We can't really speed this along. I have no control over the speed. You know, I can't be like, guys, we got to hit this break. It's the Army. Yeah. It's jumping out of an airplane. So we'll hit it and we'll come back. Good? Quick check in with Scuba Steve, who is on the ground, because we've lost cell with Eddie and Abby in the airplane. Scuba Steve, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, yeah.
Is the plane high up in the air?
It's so high that I can't see it anymore. It's gone out of my visual.
Will they tell you when they jump?
They'll give us like a countdown. So I think we have like another 4 minutes to reach altitude and they'll jump. But I have a question though for Lunchbox. Is he there?
He is here. Hold on, I'll connect you. Lunchbox flying too. It's Scuba Steve.
Scuba, hey, what's up, man?
So I was talking to someone that works here for the Army, and they've been saying for years they've been trying to get you to jump, and that you keep giving the excuse of, oh, you can't because you can't get off work. What's your reply to that?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, really.
He said he doesn't know what you're talking about, Scuba Steve. I don't know if you can hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know why the Army would lie that they've reached out to you multiple times asking you to jump. Are you just trying not to do this?
I would have driven up there with you today.
Okay. All right. Well, then we can do this in a few months again if you want to try to jump.
That's fine.
I don't think he's scared of it.
I'm
not scared to jump.
Yeah.
I was skydiving with him when we were 29.
Let us know. I'm going to keep you up, Scuba. Just maybe mute your phone, but just come on the air when they jump.
Okay.
But Ray, you can leave him up. Leave his volume up, and he can just start yelling when they jump.
I mean, did you hear him trying to, like...
Yeah, he tried to got you, but it's like...
Maybe they are thinking about another lunchbox.
Yeah.
Did you see Mark Zuckerberg without a shirt on?
No.
Did you see the picture?
Mm-mm. Why, should I?
He's a monster.
You liked it?
He's got... I mean, you can see all his abs, and he's got a big chest. He's training. He does the...
Jiu-jitsu,
UFC, whatever he's doing. The MMA, all the letters. Mm. Look at this picture of him. Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow, that is shocking.
Yeah. I think you kill Elon Musk, right?
Right, yes.
Although Elon Musk is supposedly a jiu-jitsu guy as well. Is that what you do when you get rich? You just do jiu-jitsu?
I think everybody does.
Because I say that. Remember the episode of Friends? And...
Jon Favreau.
Favreau plays basically Mark Cuban or Mark Zuckerberg type guy. And he wants a UFC fight. Because he has everything else, has billions of dollars. So he learns jiu-jitsu and then gets crap beat out of him over and over again.
I said Courtney because it's Courtney Cox, but it's Monica in the show's boyfriend.
Yeah, Zuckerberg looks good, though.
Yeah.
Ray, what do you want to do? Do you want to hang out for three?
Well, he said 4 minutes up, they're going to jump then if we break.
Yeah. But they've said that for an hour.
I know.
I mean, we've been here just waiting, sitting on our thumbs. Okay, Scuba Steve.
Yeah, so... Can I find out about the exiting of the plane? Hold on.
Okay.
Radio here. They'll call for hot targeted winds. They're about a mile out at that point. Then they'll say stand by. You'll hear it on the radio. Stand by is everything's cleared and they're about to exit.
Do you want to
you get an audible signal on the.
I'm going to go to break here. Real quick and come back. We can probably beat it.
Kind of where the moon is.
Okay. They're jumping from the moon?
Mom?
No one said they were going to the moon.
No one said they were going to the moon.
Okay.
All the way from the moon.
Break. We'll come back. Quicker we get out, quicker we can come back. All right, go. All right, turn them up. Scuba.
Jumped.
Did they jump?
Hey, they jumped.
Huh. Are they?
They're like 5,000 feet in the air, and it looks like two yellow and black birds just zooming through the skies. It's so cool.
Wait, so they jumped a long time ago. They're falling right now?
They're falling, yeah. They jumped me about a minute and a half ago during that last song.
Okay, so what's happening is Eddie and Abby have jumped out of an airplane. They are now flying to their death. Let's just be dramatic.
Plummeting.
Plummeting. They're now plummeting to their death, and we're going to see if their lives are spared when they land. How long until you think they land?
How much longer do you think until they hit the ground, possibly? Another 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes. 3-4 minutes.
Okay, so, let's just stay on. All right, let's check in and see if Abby and Eddie have landed. Scuba Steve, what's the latest?
It looks like they're probably maybe 20 stories up for me. I could see them both floating down slowly.
So they're alive right now.
They're alive. Well, I can't tell if they're alive. They could be dead on the
air. May just be floating bodies. Got it. See, we got to keep listeners here for this.
I'm not there. I'm sure they're fine.
They could have passed out.
They could have passed out, yes.
Well, so they say that if you slow down, it's because you're scared. So they went a little slower than normal, so I'm sure they're a little freaked out.
Okay, so how far are they from landing now? Because I'm sure you can't be under them when they're landing.
No. So I'm right next to them. So there's an area where like the concrete meets the grass, and I'm right next to where I could be in the safe zone to catch them. I mean, it looks like I feel like I could jump and touch them right at this point.
Abby and Eddie are about to land. We're going to sit here, breaking news. They're the 700 millionth person to skydive and make it.
Did he say he's going to catch them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was part of the process.
Yeah. We need to spice this up. So he's going to try to catch them.
We're at 500 feet right now. I got the word, 500 feet.
That's a long way.
500 feet?
Morgan's got some video and pictures, too. I don't know if she's posted on social. People could check out.
No, she hadn't.
Yes, they're on socials.
Yeah. There's a picture of all of them outside the plane. I just feel awkward because Eddie goes,
hey!
What's going on?
Are you celebrating?
Okay, Eddie is right there, and so is Abby. They're coming down. Eddie is touching the ground, right? No, it's Abby. Oh, my God. It's Abby. Abby came down first.
That's not a race.
Abby's
she wins.
Abby's laying on the ground. She's not gotten up yet. Oh, no, she's moving.
Is she alive? Okay, good. And now how far is Eddie?
I mean, can it
scoot? Eddie's going way slower. Eddie is super scared.
What? Can Eddie?
Why is there a wet spot on Eddie's suit?
But Eddie and Abby look very different.
Yeah, like
they're both in yellow suits, though. Like but extremely Abby is yellow. Tiny. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, Eddie is literally just slowly soaring.
He's still not down.
Nervous.
Well, maybe he is.
I can see him. His face doesn't look too good.
Eddie's on now. Eddie.
Oh my gosh. Bo, that was the craziest thing I've ever done in my life.
Talk to me about, you go up in the air. Do you ever get to a point where you're like, can we jump now? Because it seems too high.
Yeah. I thought, like, I would say about 5 minutes into the flight, I'm thinking, like, all right, this is it. This is where we're jumping. But he's like, no, we've got, like, you know, 5,000 more feet to go. And so we got higher and higher and higher. And then they open up this door, dude, and I'm sitting right in front of the door. That's where it gets real.
What did you feel whenever you looked down out of the plane?
It's like, you know, when you're in a tall building and you just look down and your legs get weak. It was like that.
Did they keep you from holding on to the side? Because they wouldn't let us, because they thought we'd hold on and not let go.
Honestly, they said, hold on to your strap, your harness, and that's it. And that's what I did, man. I was like, they called it Steve Urkeling, you know, so you hold on like your
suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And you just hold on to them.
And so the first 15, 20 seconds, describe that feeling when you're falling out of the plane.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. So luckily my tandem guy, he did everything. He did the jump. He counted 1, 2, 3, and then we jumped. And it's unbelievable. It's not like you feel like you're falling, really. Everything gets loud. I couldn't hear a single thing. My mouth immediately got dry. I couldn't close my eyes. Like, it was crazy.
Did it hurt when they pulled the cable, the cord?
Oh, yeah, dude. When you were talking about that, I'm like, it can't hurt that bad. Dude, it pulls everything straight up.
Was it scary to you to float down? Because knowing if the parachute now doesn't work as you're floating, then you're dead.
Dude, this is the craziest part. So they let me pull the parachute.
No, they did not.
Uh-uh.
Yes. Yes. He goes, I want you to pull the parachute. I'm like, I'm not pulling the parachute. He said, you're going to do it. And so he gives me the sign, you know, like, you can't tell time up there, but it felt like it was 30 seconds. Then he puts his thumb up, and that means pull the parachute. I yank on the button, dude, the parachute comes up, and apparently it was too early, but he said, that's good, that's what we want, just in case I didn't pull it right.
I'd be afraid I'd pull it so hard it, like, rip out of the front of my chest. I'd be like, ah, and it's gone. And you're like, oh, God, it's like when you pull the string out of your shorts. And you're like, oh, no, we'll go back in. No, we're done. So when you landed, relief?
Yeah. Honestly, when the parachute kind of deploys, relief.
Yeah.
Because you do feel the sense of like, all right, we're secure. We're floating now. It doesn't feel like you're going as fast. So if we do fall, it won't be that bad, I guess. I don't know, dude. Honestly, you don't even know what you're thinking when you're up there.
Gather your thoughts. Is Abby near you?
Abby's right here. Yeah.
Is there a reason you went slower than Abby? Were you more scared than Abby? Is that what happened?
No, he made me pull the parachute earlier.
Oh, so he floats longer.
I didn't pull it right.
Yeah, I bet you made that story up before he got on with us.
That was good. Yeah. Good storytelling.
Abby.
Here's Abby.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go again.
Send her back up.
So cool.
It's not a roller coaster. We can sprint to the front of the line again. Yeah.
Yes.
Abby, give me your thoughts.
You guys, I can. Okay, so, like, when you first jump out, it's just like this rush. I can't even describe, like, it's like air, like, up your nose and like in your mouth.
Well, good description.
And then you're like looking up at the plane flying away, and you just like don't even know what's going on. You can't really see. And then he pulls the parachute, and you just like shoot up. Oh my gosh, it's insane. And then we were coming down and he's like, do you want to help steer? I'm like, no, no. But he's like, do you want to do like spins and everything? And it felt like we went upside down. We didn't go upside down, but
it felt like
we did.
It's like in a car when you go over a bump and it felt like you jumped. But you really didn't. Yeah, yeah, you really didn't jump, but it feels like you jumped. Okay, I'm glad you guys are safe. We'd like to thank the Army again for doing this and just remind everybody how great the Army is. So many opportunities for you in the Army to, you know, find a job, a career path that you love. Also, while serving your country. That's why we did this, was to highlight the Army and also to let Amy and Abby jump out of an airplane. And I think we did all of that. So,
Eddie and Abby, yeah.
What, who did I say? Amy and Abby?
Yes, yeah. Amy.
Well, you're next.
Okay.
But only with an umbrella.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
We'll
go
see
full
how that
Mary
turns
Poppins
out.
From an airplane.
Okay,
that's
okay.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So when you get home from work, like, do your dogs run up and greet you?
Stanley stays asleep. Maybe opens his eyes. And Ella, yeah, but she's just anxious all the time. She greets everybody, making sure they don't have a gun or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, Stevie, a golden retriever, he loves to greet one of the kids from his home, like his owners. One of them came home from school, and he's like, oh. And he's going to greet, and a motorcycle's coming. The motorcycle doesn't stop or isn't able to, and boom, hits Stevie.
Wait, so this is outside?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. This is terrible.
Wait, this is too bad. The dog and the motorcycle.
Stevie was rushed to the vet, 6 days in ICU.
Wow.
Punctured lung.
And Stevie's a dog.
Fractured ribs. Yeah, and she's doing great. She's going to live. Stevie's going to live. And the cool part is, kids in the neighborhood, I don't have the full medical bill, but I love that younger kids in the neighborhood rallied together and they're like, we want to fundraise for Stevie. And they were able to collect $400 to give to Stevie's owners to contribute towards the medical bills, which was just a really sweet gesture.
I'm assuming the motorcycle driver did not wipe out, that he probably just like clipped him. That's kind of what I saw.
Yeah. Oh,
so
okay,
that person was fine. But the dog's going to be fine.
Yes.
But 6 days in ICU, would you put a dog 6 days in ICU? Yours?
I guess. I'd have to figure it out. Yes.
Didn't your ex-husband say that he wouldn't do that?
Well, he said that dogs should have a $500 limit.
That's my point. We'd go down with ours. We'd go down. We'd just go bankrupt.
Right.
Trying to save them.
I think at the end of the day, he would do anything.
Now you can say whatever you want, Amy. You don't have to go home. And
Josie, our Rottweiler, he would have.
Okay.
Cara, our current Labradoodle with lots of anxiety that's a rescue and has so many problems. Maybe not.
Oh, like 250 max. All right, great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Here's a voicemail from Abby in Minnesota.
I need help from Amy. We are adopting our second baby boy. I need best advice for transracial adoption podcasts. I need skincare, hair care, any kind of tips she can give. It's going to be a great learning curve, but we are so excited. Thank you all.
Wow, that's a lot of advice you have to give there.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be better if she emailed me and I could email her some resources. But yeah, there's definitely books. Like, here's the thing. You could even just type into Google and you can read reviews from other parents of books that you can get to have in your house, not only for the transracial, but, you know, if your child, I don't know how old they are, if there's any trauma they've experienced and how you can handle some of that. There's just so many. I would recommend, if you have anybody besides me, like maybe that's close to you or in your circle or in your town or a friend of a friend that you could call, that it could be a mentor to you.
Do your kids have a mentor, or do you have a mentor?
I do. Yes.
A mentor as in someone that's adopted or someone that's adopted?
I have a friend, my friend Tracy, who is adopted from Haiti. She adopted 2 older kids, a boy and a girl. I feel like she's a few years ahead of me in everything, so I'm able to call upon her when, and I have another friend, Jamie, that also adopted from Haiti that lives in Austin. Like, those are people I can straight up call or text at any moment and be like, well, this is what I'm experiencing. How can you help me? And then they happen to both be white, but they adopted Haitians. Then I have some, we have some Haitian friends and or just Americans that are black that can relate to some of the other issues that I may not understand when it comes especially to hair care as a white woman, that I can call upon to get advice or in how different things my children may experience because they're black, which my son always corrects me, I'm brown. He's like, why do you say I'm black, mom? My skin is so brown.
Well, so what's your one line of advice to her?
That would be it. I don't know if you have somebody in your circle that maybe even knows somebody, because I wasn't. Let me tell you, I got connected through, I mean, Bobby and I have a mutual friend. You know our friend Pete. He's the one that introduced me to Tracy. He heard I was adopting from Haiti and he said, you need to meet my friend. And he gave me her number and then she immediately became my mentor through the process. So it could be something like that. Network, ask around. Who can introduce you to someone that has maybe been in your shoes? And no. that's huge.
Thank you very much, Abby, and thank you for the call.
Listen here, I try to do top 3 of the saddest songs, my saddest songs, but I have 4. Number 4 is Keith Whitley, Don't Close Your Eyes. Know this about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've described it before on the show, but it's like, if he wants her to be with him at the moment and he feels like if she closes her eyes while she's with him, her brain or her mind will take her to another man.
Yeah. So he's like, just don't close your eyes. Look at me in this moment.
Right.
Because every time she does, she thinks of somebody else. Mm-hmm. Oh, this poor guy. Guess that. Number 4. Number 3 is George Jones. He stopped loving her today.
He stopped loving her today.
You know what the song's about?
Yeah, he stopped loving because he died.
Nice. That's the only way he was ever going to stop loving her. Yeah. Is when he died. How sad is that? Sad and like in a lovely way.
Yeah.
Like in a way where you go, oh. Coldplay, Fix You is a number 2 on my list.
Oh, this one's so sad.
What do you hear?
I know what it's about.
Go ahead.
So Chris Martin wrote it for Gwyneth Paltrow after she lost her dad. And grieving, and he wanted to be able to fix her.
Oh, like, it still sucks it out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so sad?
Yeah.
But again,
yeah.
In like such a lovely way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I hear that song, I'm like, why did they consciously uncouple?
Oh, man.
Sounds like they...
I'm going to get all teary-eyed right now doing this bit.
Right.
Brooks and Dunn, Cowgirls Don't Cry with Reba.
Cowgirls don't cry.
This is my list, and I'm seeing if you know them all.
Right, I do. This song is takes you on a journey from Cowgirls Don't Cry When They're Little to also Cowgirls Don't Cry When Their Grandpa Dies. Is it the grandpa?
So what happens is she's a young girl when it starts, and her dad's like, hey,
her dad.
You okay. Fell off the horse. Cowgirls don't cry. Hey, cowgirl. But then right before he's about to die, he goes, don't cry when I die. It's mm-hmm. her dad. Cowgirls okay. don't cry. That's when Reba comes in and goes, cowgirls don't cry. Oh, come on.
Yeah, gives me goosebumps.
All those do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my kind of like. But a lot of this sadness is beautiful sadness.
Yeah, I mean, those are amazing songs.
Keith Whitney song, that sucks for that dude. But The rest of them, you know.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Arizona. A family was very excited because they're about to have a baby. Let's tell you what, it's going to be a boy or a girl. And there's people swimming in the lake, and they get these little flares, and they shoot it, and they catch the grass on fire.
Yeah.
And it's a little brush fire. All right, get it out. So then a bunch of people come over, start pouring water, and they put the fire out.
Okay.
That was it. That's all I got.
Okay, so what do we learn here, though? Let's make a learning lesson out of this. Don't use fire for any reason whatsoever in a gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like make sure, or if you're going to do it, shoot the fire into like water.
They might have tried that, though. You can't really, the wind blows it.
Oh, yeah, and the wind was blowing.
You get better flares. Because they're not supposed to catch things on fire. Okay, that's it. All right, good?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
A voicemail left for the show here.
Morning, studio. I have a very quick question. Been a fan for so long. I've been listening since I was like 7 years old with my dad on his way to work. Now I'm doing that on my own. I just got my first car, and I was wondering what you guys think you should put in a brand new first car. What are some staples of what you need? All right, thank you, Bobby.
Well, just make sure you have the things that aren't going to get you a ticket, meaning you have to make sure your updated insurance, because I'm not good at keeping the updated insurance in the glove box. I keep it on my phone now, too, but I'm not good at that. I'll be like, yeah, let me, oh, man, 2016. And I have insurance. I just did the printing it out.
Right.
And putting it in there.
Yeah, it's funny you went insurance, because I went tourniquet.
A what?
Yeah.
A car wreck, like if you're like losing all, or you have...
I have one in my car.
What is wrong with you guys?
Insurance? Nothing. I'm not one of the guys.
What, yeah. Being prepared
to survive? I think it's great. Amy has one of those defibrillators. I think what you need is a defibrillator in the trunk.
Yeah.
And that's great. Depends what. Yes, right. Sure.
Yeah. Jumper cables.
I would say for me, it's always tough to have current insurance. I usually keep a couple bars.
Snacks.
In there, but I eat them almost immediately.
No.
It's like going to the movies and getting stuff from the concession stand. I plan to eat the whole movie, but I have the whole box of Milk Duds before the first preview's over. And then I'm like, well, that's stupid. I could have done that at home.
You have to keep them in the back so you can't reach them.
Yeah, you got to have a couple empty Gatorade bottles. That way, if you get stranded, you can use the bathroom.
Why would you just pee outside?
Well, what if it's a snowstorm?
Why are you driving in a snowstorm?
Because that happens sometimes. Or, you know, you got, he said new car, so I was going to say air freshener. Because if you bought a used car, got to have that air freshener. Ain't going to smell very nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, you got a good new car. Don't worry about us.
Yeah.
just the stuff that you need. We have no idea. Because anything we keep in our car for sure. Like, is there anything you have a tourniquet? Because I don't even know that I have my current insurance right now,
yes,
even after all that.
I have my current insurance. I have tourniquet, dry shampoo.
I have nothing.
Sunglasses.
I have a picture of my girlfriend, which is my wife, in the corner on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
I don't. That's what I used to do in like eighth
in
grade,
the
though.
World.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Eighth grade? You mean when you were 16?
No, I like to sound cooler. When I was like 20, probably. Okay, that's it. Let's do another voicemail. Frank in Louisville, Kentucky. Here you go.
Hello, everyone on the Bobby Bones Show. I just wanted to call and say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day, every morning when I can. I can remember when you guys first started. I'm here in Louisville, Kentucky. Love you guys. Love you guys. Love you guys. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
That's it. Thank you all. Okay, thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it.
Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.